Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Samach says that Megadif is chayev with the shame of Arba Osios. The Gemara says this is coming to teach us that you don't need a shame with more Osios, you don't need the 12-letter Shem Hashem, you don't need the 42-letter Shem Hashem in order to be chayev for Megadif. It's sufficient to be Megadif with the 4-letter shame to be chayev Misa. And it's also coming to exclude any 2-letter shame, even the shame of Yod K, which is the beginning of Yod K Vav K, which is a 4-letter shame, and which is a shame unto itself. Even so, that is insufficient to create Giduf. You require the shame Arba Osios Yod K Vav K. There's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramah about what the status is if a person says Aleph Dalid Nun Yod, if he's Megadif with that shame. What's the halacha? Is that considered the same as the shame of Yod Kei Vav Kei, or is it considered not the same as the shame Yod Kei Vav Kei? What exactly is the source of this machlokas? So on the surface, if one looks, it would seem that the source of this machlokas is whether the shame of Aleph Dalid Nun Yod is considered to be the shame HaMiyuchad, or whether it's considered to be simply a kinoi. We know that Yod Kei Vav Kei is the shame HaMiyuchad. We know that, let's say, Elohim, Shakai, and Tzavakos are only Kinuyim, and the question is, what's the status of Aleph Dalid Nun Yod? Is that a shame, which is a shame HaMiyuchad, or is that simply a kinoy? And there we can test it out in a number of halachos where we differentiate between the shame HaMiyuchad and the kinoy. So, for example, the Gemara, the Tosfos, in a number of places, in two places, brings down the Shita of Rabbi Elchananel, who says that just like if a person starts writing the Shem Yod Kei Vav Kei and only writes the first two letters, that it's going to be usher to erase, because it says Lo Sason Kin Hashem Elokecha, you shouldn't erase the Shem Hashem in the way that we're commanded to erase the names of Avodah Zarah. So too, if he started writing Aleph Dalid Nun Yod and he only wrote the first two letters, it's forbidden to erase those two letters because they are part of a Shem HaMiyuchad and they were written with the intention of being completed for the Shem HaMiyuchad. Therefore, they're invested with a certain level of Kedusha and it is forbidden to erase them. And this is halacha which seems to apply relatively uniquely to the Shemos HaMiyuchadim. So the Rabbi Elchanan said, look, they should not be erased if they're written, even though it's only half a name, Aleph Dalet, just like Yod Kei. Rabbi Elchanan says that a person shouldn't pronounce Aleph Dalid. Doesn't mean, again, it's unclear exactly what it means, because when we're reading the Torah, we pronounce the whole name Aleph Dalid Nun Yod. We read it straight. And similarly, the letters Yod Kei, when we're reading the Torah, we're allowed to read and pronounce the letters Yod Kei the way that they sound. You don't have to pronounce them otherwise. Maybe it means that you're not supposed to dafka say. You're not supposed to use even those two letters for no purpose, but certainly if you're reading it in context, you're allowed to say it. One way or another, Rabbi Elchanan seems to equate the idea of Aleph Dalet with that of Yud Hei, and he says that they both, which indicates that they're both kind of Shemos HaMiyuchadim. So that would perhaps be the rationale for the Rambam. The Rambam will say that anything which is classified as a Shem HaMiyuchad in other contexts is considered a Shem HaMiyuchad here as well, to be Mechayev, one who is Megadifit with Skila. And just like Aleph Dalid is a Shem HaMiyuchad when it comes to Hazkaras Shem Shemayim Levatala, and when it comes to Mechikas, so the first two letters, so too it's considered a Shem HaMiyuchad when it comes to Megadif. The Ramah, in contrast, would tell you that maybe the letters Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yod are not a Shem HaMiyuchad when it comes to Mechikas Hashem. They're not a Shem HaMiyuchad when it comes to Hazkara Shem Shemayim Levatala. And therefore, the Ramah would tell you that perhaps they're also not called a Shem HaMiyuchad when it comes to Megadif as well. One of the rayos in this discussion is from the Parsha, the Sugya of Birkas Kohanim, where the Gemara says, Kosevaruch was B'nai Yisrael Amor Lahem, you're supposed to bless the B'nai Yisrael by saying to them, Yivarechecha Hashem, which is a mitzvah for Kohanim, Yivarechecha Hashem B'yishmerecha, Ayayah Hashem Panav Elecha B'yifunecha. And the Gemara tells us that in the Beit HaMikdash, so the Kohanim were supposed to say the Shem HaMiyuchad. And anywhere other than the Beit HaMikdash, the Kohanim were supposed to bless the Jews substituting a kinoi for the Shem Hashem. And we know furthermore, the Gemara says that in the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohanim blessed us with the letters Yud Kei Vav Kei. They pronounced it the way that it sounds. And elsewhere, they pronounced with Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. So that would suggest that Yud Kei Vav Kei is the only valid Shema Miyuchad, and then Aleph Dalet Nun Yud is a kinoi. That's why we don't use Aleph Dalet Nun Yud in the Beis HaMikdash, because kinuyim are insufficient in the Beis HaMikdash. And we do use it in the Medina, because it's not a Shema Miyuchad, it's just a kinoi, and that's why it can be used in Medina. So this is one of the Ramaz questions on the Rambam. And the Brisker Rav comes to answer up the Rambam and to explain this entire machlokes. Seems that the Hanacha, the assumption that the Brisker Rav has, is that the Chiyuv of Megadeif, right, is coming from being mazkir syllables, consonants and vowels, phonemes, whatever you want to say the, you know, most important unit of sound is. Let's call them, you know, consonants and vowels for the time being. That the Isser is to say consonants and vowels that evoke or symbolize the written letters Yud Kei Vav Kei. And it's clear that the consonants and vowels that comprise the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei, when it's pronounced, certainly symbolize the letters Yud Kei Vav Kei, and therefore would be considered part of the Isser Megadeif. The question is, what about the consonants and vowels that comprise Aleph Dalet Nun Yud? Do those consonants and vowels symbolize the letters Yud Kei Vav Kei, or do they symbolize something else? So that, the Brisker Rav says, would be the machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramah. The Rambam says that the consonants and vowels of Aleph Dalet Nun Yud certainly symbolize and evoke the letters of Yud Kei Vav Kei, because Kadosh Baruch Hu told us, Zeshemi La'olam, this is my name forever, literally. The Chazal Darshan that La'olam should be read La'olam, from the Lashon of hidden, to be hidden. That the way that Hashem's name is written is not how it should be pronounced. It's written with the letters Yud Kei Vav Kei, but it's pronounced with the syllables Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us that Aleph Dalet Nun Yud is the proper way to read Yud Kei Vav Kei, and that means that the consonants and vowels, or the phonemes, the syllables of Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, are a symbolic representation of the letters, the written letters of Yud Kei Vav Kei. So therefore, the Rambam seems to be justified that just like the syllables Yud Kei Vav Kei represent symbolically the letters Yud Kei Vav Kei, so too the syllables of Aleph Dalet Nun Yud represent symbolically the letters Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's why the Rambam would say that you're chayiv. Now, l'cha'ora, if this position of the Rambam is based on Gzeiras HaKasov, Hashem said that the letters Yud Kei Vav Kei are represented by the syllables Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, how can the Ramah disagree? So to this, the Brisker Rav gives a very interesting answer. He explains that the only time for the Ramah that the letters Yud Kei Vav Kei are represented by the syllables Aleph Dalet Nun Yud is when those letters appear in the Torah. If one is reading the Torah, or if one is reciting a portion of the Torah, and he comes to a place where the letters Yud Kei Vav Kei appear in the Torah, that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that in place of pronouncing the syllables Yud Kei Vav Kei, one is supposed to pronounce the syllables of Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, and that's the way to pronounce those four letters that are written in the Torah. However, for the Ramah, that doesn't mean that every single time that the syllables Aleph Dalet Nun Yud are pronounced, that they symbolize Yud Kei Vav Kei. It's only when the Yud Kei Vav Kei is the Yud Kei Vav Kei which is written in the Torah. Then, when one is reading it, the syllables of Aleph Dalet Nun Yud are the proper way to refer to the letters Yud Kei Vav Kei. However, when it's not referring to a passage or a portion of the Torah, when it's just being said in the Veldarein, so then the letters or the syllables Aleph Dalet Nun Yud do not necessarily represent the letters Yud Kei Vav Kei or the concept of Yud Kei Vav Kei. only when they're in reference to a particular portion of the Torah, perhaps even when the context, you know, of the letters makes it clear that it's referring to the Yud Kei Vav Kei which appears in the Torah, that's when Aleph Dal Nun Yud has this particular symbolic value of Yud Kei Vav Kei. But anywhere else, right, even if the intention of the speaker is to use these syllables to symbolize the idea of Yud Kei Vav Kei, it won't necessarily work, because Gzeiras HaKasav is limited to those areas where it's being read, you know, in the Torah. That's when Aleph Dal Nun Yod can symbolize Yud Kei Vav Kei, and not elsewhere. By Megadev, when a person is being, you know, Mevarich Es Hashem, so he's not necessarily reading or reciting or referring to a portion of the Torah. He's making up his own little speech. So in a made-up speech, the syllables Aleph Dal Nun Yod cannot represent the concept or the letters of Yud Kei Vav Kei. Thank you.